You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Now, put together two over-the-top pet parents, a very, very cute Yorkie, and a kooky dog napper, and what do you have? Why, an award-winning new independent film called Gone, Doggy Gone. And joining us are the stars and directors of this tail-wagging tale. I'm talking about Casey Brown and Brandon Walter. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, guys. In the name of the love of dog and the love of filmmaking, Casey and Brandon have put together a wacky and wonderful movie that you guys know it, must see. Yes, I got to enjoy a sneak media preview this weekend, and I'm still laughing. So we're going to find out more about this movie, but we have to pay for this show. So everybody just sit and stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. O-Behave will be right back.
I'm not much of a reader, but I do wish I were more well-read.
There are so many great books coming out. I wish I could find a way to keep up.
Audible.com makes it easy to stay well-informed and catch up on your reading simply by listening. Audiobooks from Audible turn downtime into uptime. You'll be more productive and become well-read.
Now I'm able to catch up on all the great books I've been wanting to read.
With Audible, I feel smarter.
Pet Life Radio listeners, try Audible.com now and get your first 30 days of Audible Listener Gold Membership plan free. And get a free audiobook. Choose from over 100,000 titles. To get this great deal, go to audibledeals.com. That's audibledeals.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com. O-Behave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now back to your fetching host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I'm delighted that we have two very talented actors and directors on the air. I'm talking about Casey Brown and Brandon Walter. They combine their talents to star in and to direct Gone, Doggy, Gone. And it's a great story. I'm going to let them tell you a little bit more about it and what life is like making an independent film on the show. But first of all, hey guys, based on looking at your blog and what you guys are up to, when's the last time you've really had a full night's sleep?
Was it 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. You direct, you star, you do so much behind the scenes to make Gone, Doggy Gone, a film that I think all pet lovers must view. And even more so, you got the challenge of working with quite a four-legged diva, some little teacup terrier named Littles. Ah, I heard ya. Littles. Woof, right?
Yes, her real name is Layla, right. And she's actually my personal four-pound Yorkshire Terrier teacup dog that we had star in the movie.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Littles the teacup terrier playing Layla, so I'm confused. Has she already changed her name?
So let me explain. In real life, her name is Layla. In the movie, she plays Layla for the main character. Abby calls her Layla. Her mommy calls her Layla. And then the dog sitter chooses to call her Littles because she tries to take ownership of the dog by calling it her own name that she gives to it.
Okay, we've got this all cleared up. Clear as mud, folks. We got it. But let's step back in time. You know, to make a movie, to star in a movie and to share billing with a adorable dog. You did the trifecta of impossibilities, but I understand you're taking home some hardware lately. Congratulations. I understand you won the Audience Award recently for the Julian Dubuque International Film Festival, right?
Yeah, we won the Audience Award. We were really happy with that. We had a great experience in Dubuque. We sold out all four screenings, and it was just a really great reaction, great reception.
Wonderful experience. The people there were so nice, the festival, and they actually had to add a screening on the last day because everyone wanted to come see the movie.
Oh, my gosh. So did you guys drive back home in brand new cars as an award?
Well, it was actually sponsored by the Chevrolet dealership, and unfortunately, he didn't give us one, but they drove us around.
They drove us through that tornado.
Yeah, it was pretty scary going back.
We were caught in that tornado in the Midwest on the way to the airport, and the radio kept saying, the tornado will be approaching your area, and 45 miles per hour.
I saw Toto flying through the air.
You did.
Well,
yeah,
I'm glad you didn't see Layla flying. Did Layla join you guys at the showing?
We were all there, yeah. Layla didn't make the trip. She was a bit of a diva. She did not want to, she would only go first class.
Yeah, they're like that, those Yorkshires.
Yeah.
Well, then the other thing that's really cool is that you're an official selection of Dances with Films in L.A. Tell us what that means, because you made the Hollywood Reporter. Woo! That's big news.
That is super exciting because we're both originally from the Midwest, so we always, you know, it's so exciting to be in a magazine like the Hollywood Reporter and be announced to be in a festival with such a claim like Dances with Films. One of the biggest deals is that the movie actually, our film, Don Doggy Don, is going to play at Grauman's Chinese One, which for anyone who hasn't been to L.A., that's where all those stars on the sidewalk are, and it's super exciting.
When is that going to happen, Casey?
That happens sometime between May 29th and June 8th.
Okay.
And we will announce on our website which night we are screening at dondoggydon.com.
Right. Now, tell us a little bit about both of yourselves. I'm a Midwest chick, too. I was born and raised just outside of Chicago in Crown Point, Indiana. So where are you corn-fed Midwesterners from? Let's start with Casey.
Okay,
Brandon.
Okay. All right. I'm actually from Indiana myself.
Oh, all right. Brandon, where?
Yeah. I grew up in Wabash, Indiana, in the northern part of the state.
I know.
Peru.
Yep.
Yeah. And I went to Indiana University and studied film and theater there and telecommunications and moved out to L.A. almost 20 years ago and have been making shorts and writing ever since and finally met Casey and we wrote this movie. And we've written a couple other movies that we're planning on making too.
Well, you won't get mad at me if I said I went to and graduated from Purdue. Interview is over. Hey, I went to an engineering science school to major in communications. Tell me what's whack with that. Who knows? But I think we both got wise and we moved west, young man and young woman, and it's really good that we did. I love living here. I live in San Diego area. But Casey, what's your Midwest tale?
I'm from Lawrence, Kansas, home of Jayhawk basketball. I also went to the University of Kansas, got a degree in theater and film, and moved out to L.A. to make my dreams come true.
Now, you guys work together. You live together, right, too?
No, we don't live together, and we're not together as partners.
Okay, that
could go. I know it seems like it in the
movie. You pulled it off in the movie.
We're a couple in real life, though. It's pretty hilarious.
I mean, that is pretty good.
We basically are husband and wife in the way we act with each other. So everyone goes, they must be a couple, the way we argue.
We argue, yes.
Yeah. But Layla belongs to Casey, but I'm betting that Brandon's kind of like the coolest uncle on the planet.
Oh, exactly.
I've babysat Layla before.
Whenever she knows when he's coming because she knows the sound of his loud diesel engine. He starts wagging his tail before he's a block away.
Oh my gosh. All right, so tell us a little bit about the plot. I hope I did a good job on the introduction, but, you know, people really spoil their pets. But there's also some nasty meanies in the world, and there's also some jealousy in the world. So it seems like you blended all that together to make this Gone Doggy Gone movie. You want to, whoever wants to start, how did you get the idea, and what's it really say about life these days with our pets?
The original idea came from a real experience. I had a dog sitter, also named Jill.
Okay.
Jill's the name of the dog sitter in the movie as well, for those of you who haven't gotten to see it. But in real life, Jill started taking my dog longer and longer and not bringing her back to me. And she started taking her to the movies and sending me videos of Layla watching movies and taking her to her waxing appointments and doing very human friend relationship things with Layla. And so Brandon one day said to me on the phone, he said, "What if one day Jill just took ownership of your dog and took over your dog because she seems to love your dog as much as you do?"
Oh.
So we started to think about relationships with people and their dogs, and how do people use dogs to avoid dealing with their own issues and relationships, like sleeping with the dog in the bed in between you.
Mm-hmm. Well, portrayed in Gone, Doggy Gone. I'm not going to spoil that. Yes.
And dressing and wearing the dog in a Bjorn, baby Bjorn.
Yeah.
Putting clothes on your animals and thinking of them as your children, but which, I mean, a lot of us do, and I do also to some extent, but how far do you take it?
Right.
Where does it end? Do you put them in a, what are those called, high chair to feed them?
Yeah.
Well, Layla was strolling around in a stroller. I mean, come on.
Yeah. They make them, strollers. It's a $1 billion business in the United States, treating your dog like a child.
Yeah.
So we thought, okay, so let's take this idea of relationships with people and their animals, best friends or children, and let's apply a kidnapping movie to the situation and have it be like Gone Baby Gone, which is how we got the title.
Or Ransom or Silence of the Lambs, taking those kind of elements and making fun of the situation with the dog getting kidnapped.
Mm-hmm. What if your dog was your baby and someone took it?
That's right. But the characters, the people you got to play the main characters, I'm talking about, is it pronounced Shayna Vorspahn, the one who plays Jill?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I have to meet that chick. She is one wacky, goofy, kooky, but with a heart of gold. But she's the dog napper. And then your pal, Kate Connor, who plays Kate. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Describe her as one of your BFFs and how she really added to the movie.
Yeah, Kate Connor, who's a lovely actress who's been in shows like Mad Men and Lost and tons of movies. She just did a movie with Eric Stoltz called Fort McCoy that's going to be in theaters. She's a wonderful actress who submitted to our film on one of the casting websites, and she plays the part of Kat, which is my character, Abby's best friend. And she's very much Sex in the City type character.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I would describe her as.
Super cougar, too.
Super cougar. Like, her boyfriend looks like a baby.
Yeah.
In the movie. So she's just like, she's the comic relief. She's the fun. She's the eye of the audience that would be looking at this couple, Abby and Elliot, that own the Yorkshire Terrier, and just bringing to light to them what their relationship looks like to other people from the outside with this dog baby they are going nuts over trying to find.
Folks, we're speaking with the actors and directors of a great new film. It's called Gone, Doggy Gone. It stars Casey Brown and Brandon Walter. And we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the other characters and how you guys pulled off the impossible. You pulled off a movie with a great plot. It kept my attention the whole time. You let me do a sneak little preview. Thank you. One of the little perks of being in the media. And I was laughing out loud. I called my two dogs, Chipper and Cleo, over. And they're like, "What are you laughing at, Art?" I go, "Check it out. Check it out." So Chipper and Cleo give four paws up each. Now they're on their back because they're giving four paws up. So now they're on their back. But they loved
those
it that much.
Those that really matter.
Yeah, that's what
right.
matters.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to find out more about behind the scenes of Gone, Doggy Gone after we take this quick commercial break. So everybody sit and stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. All Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
Introducing the new Brett Michaels Pets Rock Collection exclusively at PetSmart. I created it for the pets that rock your world.
Shop the Brett Michaels Pets Rock Collection and celebrate PetSmart's 25th anniversary with up to 25% off thousands of items on the PetSmart site. Plus free shipping on orders of $49 or more. Go to PetSmartDeal.com. That's PetSmartDeal.com. PetSmartDeal.com.
Love My Pets, the new single by Mark Winter, available in iTunes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robin Gansert, President and CEO of American Humane Association, the country's first national humane organization, here to tell you about our new show, Be Humane, on Pet Life Radio. Each week, we'll be bringing you the latest news and issues affecting our animal friends, and we'll also be bringing you interviews with Hollywood's biggest animal advocates, here to share tales about their pets and what they're doing to promote a more humane world. Our own highly experienced staff and friends of the organization will also join us each week to share what they're up to in the animal world. I hope you'll stop by. Until then, let's always remember to be humane.
Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets
on Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan, the dog whisperer from the National Geographic Channel, and you're listening to All Behave on Pet Life Radio with Arden Moore.
Okay, good, Cesar. Good boy.
I'm wagging my tail.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to O'Behave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the O'Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We have Casey Brown and Brandon Walter in the house.
Ow.
And we have Layla. Can we get another Layla? Woof, Layla.
She sounds like this.
Oh, that's really good. You missed your calling. You could have been a Yorkie in your next life. Maybe you will be. But you know what? I want everybody to remember these names, K-A-S-I Brown and Brandon Walter. Seriously, folks, they are going to be on many movies that you're going to be delighted to see. And you guys took the plunge and you produced, well, you directed it. You had to get a bunch of people together and you had to do it with a dog. And you're winning good awards and you're getting a lot of attention. So is it worth it? Was it worth
it? It is now. Now that it really is, because it was so much work. And mm-hmm. We actually wrote the movie as well. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, we're kind of crazy in that we did it all ourselves.
We did. We wrote, directed, and produced the movie ourselves. And then 2 weeks before we started shooting the movie, we hired two producers to deal with the daily stuff, putting the crew together and all of that. The hardest part was the acting in a movie that you're directing, because we play a couple, so we're on screen together a lot. So
yeah,
no one's watching the monitor.
Yeah, we'd set up a shot and hope that nothing would change, and then we do the scene, and then we go back, and like, you know, a month later, we look at the dailies, the shot, and we're like, oh no, we're like off center, or something's out of focus, you know, it's like, you know, the DP is doing his job, making sure everything looks right, but maybe the joke doesn't show up, it was a lot to direct and act in your own movie.
But you learned a lot too, right?
Oh yeah.
We learned so much. We taught ourselves how to schedule and budget the movie, and we're learning now about distribution, and we're always learning every day.
Yeah. There's so many jobs in making a movie.
And when you're filming it, obviously you don't do it in chronological order. And I saw on one of your blogs that you guys have that scene where you're trying to go after the dog napper, Jill, and you're both going down a set of stairs together, and you're doing kind of a bruising dance bump maneuver. So tell us how that went.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so
that was a very, very long, hard day.
Yes. But what Arden's talking about is that there's a scene where we're running after the dog napper, trying to get our dog back, and we're going down a huge flight of stairs, and I have to jump over a swimming pool and down some stairs and then push Brandon out of the way run down the stairs. And we scheduled that day, the second day of our shoot. And I'm one of the lead actresses in the movie. And from that day forward, I had so many bruises on my body, the makeup lady could not cover them. And so we had to sometimes choose shots that we did for editing based on whether you could see how hideously bruised I was, because it looks like my husband Elliot.
Yeah, it looks like I'd been
went to town.
Oh, my God. I know. And, you know, in the movie, there are times where you have very little clothing because of some things we don't want to spoil the movie for. Don't worry. It's funny. But I want your abs, lady. You had me at abs. This lady's got some abs.
Those are some insane abs, because Casey did the insanity workout before the movie began so she could get her body into shape. She knew she was going to be on camera, so she's like, I got to get in shape.
I was like, there's no way I'm going to be in front of the whole crew trying to direct something with no clothes on and look bad. That's a big incentive.
No, that was good. I'm going to be now starring, acting, directing, and writing my next movie, and I will now get washboard abs. You have motivated me, Casey.
Oh, good. Awesome.
Now, I'm wondering, though, is Layla got washboard abs for her Yorkie buddy?
Oh, no. She got fat because the whole crew, she's so cute. Everyone kept feeding her their scraps.
And she works for treats.
Now, she had a stand-in that really didn't move, right? Didn't you have a stuffed animal or something that looked like her for just like, I guess, for a rough stretch?
Yeah, that was a stunt dog for when Joey was
stunt dog.
Her stunt dog.
Now, there was something in your blog that I did not know. And, you know, welcome to the world of pets. When you have to film a dog in a movie or any other animal, it's not cheap, right?
No.
Didn't you have to pay like so much money a day or something? It was outrageous.
Let me explain that. It used to be, okay, our movie is a Screen Actors Guild movie because we have actors in our movie that are in the Screen Actors Guild, including ourselves. So you have to do a Screen Actors Guild contract.
Okay.
That being said, the Humane Society used to be a free service through the Screen Actors Guild, and a requirement if you have a pet in your movie is to have the Humane Society there so that you can get one of those logos at the end that says no animals were harmed.
Okay.
And groups like PETA can respect your movie and you can feel good about your movie.
Okay.
So anyways, it used to be free. As of January this year, they just sent out a notice that from now on, it will cost $500 for a union film, meaning a Screen Actors Guild film, a day to have them there. Ouch. And if you're non-union, it's $1,000 a day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Last year, we never would have made our movie.
Yeah, it's a good. We made it in a timely manner. We're lucky that we made it last year, else it would have been much more expensive.
Yeah, there's no way.
Yeah.
Now, do they have to be there every day or every... Well, gosh, Layla's in every shot almost like with you guys, so there was never a day you could save $500, was there?
Every day the dog's there, they have to be there. So we shot her for at least 10 to 12 days.
Oh my gosh.
It would have cost, $6,000 if it was done this year.
And when Art is talking about our blogs, he's talking about on our website, gonedoggygone.com.
Right.
We have a blog that we hope to help new filmmakers. So if you have questions about how to get things done, we're kind of slow on it right now because we're still busy with the film, but we try to put up a blog that will help you figure it out.
No, it's very educational. I've learned a lot. And I mean, I want to meet you guys. I think you guys are awesome. And you did a great job on the movie. And you had a lot of physical comedy involved. And I did want to give a little shout out to some of the others. We talked about the character who played Jill, Shayna, and Kate, who played Kat. But people are going to recognize a guy that played Stan. You want to talk about Richard?
Oh, yeah. Richard Reilly, he's a wonderful character actor. If you ever saw Office Space, he was the jump around guy.
Right.
Who came up with this idea of this kind of board game. He was in Glory. He's very recognizable and an utmost professional, and he worked for the SAG ultra-low budget rate, which is only $100 a day, and he came on board because he told us he loved the script. He's like, I'll do your movie because I love the script.
And he and this guy, Jeff, who played Dan, they're kind of bumbling PIs, private investigators.
Right.
So, I mean, I think the Carl's Jr. commercial needs to hire Jeff because his character, Dan, devours food. I really stopped eating when I watched him eat.
That unilaterally gets a lot of ooh.
It's gross.
Yeah,
but
all the mama pias.
Yeah. I don't want to spoil the ending or anything, but you had, folks, the very last scene. Stay. You got to check it out. It's hilarious. It just wraps everything up at the end.
Oh, great. We're really glad it stuck with you.
Yeah.
Oh, it did. So I like the fact that you're trying to help out others to learn from some of your mistakes and your triumphs. Tell us about what's happening next. I know you said it's going to the Grauman Chinese Theater in downtown LA in a couple weeks or so. But how do people lobby to be able to see your movie? There's a little movie film club in San Diego area where they lobby to get different films. I'm just wondering, you're on the air right now. What can we do to the millions of people listen? How can they help you get Gone Doggy Gone in their area?
I'm not sure how they can help get it in their area, but I mean, I do know the baby steps of things. For the Dances with Film Festival, if they know anyone in the Los Angeles area, they can come see our one-night screening.
Okay.
And they vote for us, we could win the audience award here, and we would win a one-week theatrical run in Los Angeles, which would be
huge. Yes, yeah. It would be.
That would help to get it distributed, because we really want to get this on iTunes and Amazon.
So everyone can.
So everyone has a chance to rent it or buy it.
So if you can tweet or Facebook or anything about our screening at Dances with Film, if you go to our website, gonedoggygone.com, we will have the exact screening time and day. And if you can tweet or share it with people and they can come to the screening, it could change our lives as writer-directors.
Yeah, Casey said she'd roll over.
Roll over. Show those abs on that belly. Roll over.
Roll over.
I have no problem helping out. Now, Layla has some mighty good scenes where she's looking adorable and putting up with being dressed and all. So overall, give a little shout out to Layla. How do you think she did in her acting debut?
Oh, she's awesome. She loves people being around and she loves to work. Like, okay. She loves to learn new things. So I had the luxury of having her with me for a year before we started shooting, training her how to stand on a mark, training her how to look certain ways or respond to certain commands. And she loved it. Like, every day she was so excited to see the cast and crew, and they were so good to her. And
she was really great. She performed really well.
Mm-hmm. Well,
she doesn't bark
adorable.
A lot, like most Yorkies.
She's very calm. She's a very low-key little dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noticed that, yeah. All right. And anything else you want to say before we bid adieu? I do want everybody to go to GoneDoggyGone.com, the site. It has a lot of great information. But what's your next project? I know you're barely catching your breath, but you guys are been doing a lot of shorts and other things. Is there anything you want to tell our listeners that you might be plotting for 2015?
Well, we have some other movies we've written. We wrote a horror comedy movie that actually takes place in Indiana. We were going to make that before we made this, but we realized that it would be much more money and much harder to do. But I also want to say that we are going to be at the Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival. We just found out days ago.
It's a secret.
Just don't tell anybody that it's a secret.
Okay.
It hasn't been announced yet, so this is an exclusive for your audience.
Oh my gosh, move over, Barbara Walters. Okay. Well, I used to live in South Florida. I was an investigative reporter for a newspaper there, the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel. So that is a great film festival. It's well done. And we got to get you guys to some of the other film festivals. But so would that be later, like in May, June? When's that supposed to come?
That'll be November 7th through November 23rd.
Oh, nice. So you won't be melting. You won't melt in South Florida then.
No.
Now, a little word to the wise guys. I used to live there. They call cockroaches there palmetto bugs. They're friggin' cockroaches. It's just a Chamber of Commerce identity. They're so big, they will just pick you up and move you out of the way. So,
yeah, I'm not
trying. All the bugs are supersized. I've been there before.
But if you hear anybody say, oh, palmetto bugs, they're friggin' cockroaches, okay? Just know that. They like to fool the visitors with little benign names, but they're really cockroaches. But
we also want to say we're huge fans of Caesar Milan. So if you're listening, Caesar, we love you. I actually met you, but you probably don't remember.
But this is a good movie for his clients to help not to treat your dog like a baby.
Yeah, and we mentioned your name in our movie.
You know, I saw that. He's actually been on my show 3 times. He's also a friend of us on Pet Life Radio, and I think he does a lot. He has this energy about him that if I was a dog, I would do anything Caesar said. And I do like the fact that his son, Calvin, is now being called the Puppy Whisperer, and he's training his son. And we actually got a picture together once at some, we were up in some LA event for something, and someone snapped the picture, and it was Calvin and Caesar and myself. He's a nice guy. So I definitely, we know Caesar. We'll do a little shout out to Caesar for you.
That would be so cool. We love
and my producer, Mark Winter, knows him too. So in little ways, you just got to build an army of fans like us, and we'll do our best to get the word out about your film and what you're doing. You had me at woof. You had me at woof. I mean, Gone Doggy Gone is a great movie, guys. And I thought, I'll just look at it. I took my little iPad out and was outside with Chipper and Cleo in my backyard, sipping some tea. Didn't even drink the hard stuff. You didn't even get me drunk. I didn't even have to drink. I was drunk with joy from watching your movie.
That's a great quote. Hey, we want to offer you and Mark each a free ticket if you guys can get out to come see our film at Grauman's Chinese One.
We would
love to offer you guys a ticket.
Well, I live nearby. He lives in Fort Lauderdale. I think that someone would like to go maybe to the Fort Lauderdale Film Festival.
Yeah.
So we'll get you on each coast. How's that?
That sounds great.
Great.
Yeah. So, he just wrote down, sure. He's all excited. Okay. He's quiet. He's like the Wizard of Oz behind the magic curtain. Well, folks, I really have enjoyed our special guest today. I'm talking about Casey Brown and Brandon Walter. They are the stars, directors, producers of a great tail wagging tale. It's called Gone, Doggy Gone. And I want you to check it out. It's a great movie. And I want to do a shout out to little Layla, aka Littles, the teacup terrier, who probably fits in my 64-pound dog Chipper's paw. But Chipper is a husky golden retriever who loves all little doggies because she's got a little 12-pound Cleo as her buddy. So anytime you're around, they're most welcome to come hang with us. We can teach Layla how to surf because Chipper and Cleo are part of the surf dog team.
Oh, wow. Oh my gosh. I'm going to send you a picture that we did of Layla surfing.
Okay, we want to see it. All right. This is the start of a great relationship. I really salute you. I know you put a lot of work into this movie, and it definitely shows. And so I really thank you for both being on the air.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us, Arden. This has been really fun. Thank you.
Yeah, it's because we're all Midwesterners, you know? All right, true. We still say pop, but we say it quietly. We don't say soda. Anyway, I also have to give a shout out to Mark Winter. He is the executive producer of Pet Life Radio. It's the number one pet radio network on the planet, folks. Over 6 million. And you can listen to our shows through Pet Life Radio, on iHeartRadio, zillions. I think you could, even look under, a couch and there's probably some way to download our shows. I swear, we make it very easy for you. So until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you 2, 3, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Oh Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. Oh Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.